The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the territory of the Gerasenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road, and they cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine were feeding, and the demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And Jesus said to them, "Go then." And they came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, and they were drowned. The swineherds ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet him, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord. This is the last day of the month. We begin a new administration tomorrow at Holy Family, so we'll very much welcome Father Albert and Father Andrew. It means that this Mass, I will do it maybe one day a week, maybe on Tuesdays, so it will be nice to get a variation of homilists and celebrants at this Mass each day. Let me look at this Gospel. If you do a little Bible study, it will help to understand the power of the moment in this Gospel reading. The text we have today comes from Matthew, but he drew it from Mark. In chapter 5 in Mark is the original story of this demoniac in the territory of the Gerasenes. Now, in Mark's Gospel, there's only one person possessed. Matthew changes that slightly. He has two. It's also in Luke, by the way. Luke has only one demoniac. But that's a minor variation in the story. The first thing that's important about this is it happens in Gentile territory. It's on the eastern side of the Sea of Galilee, the eastern Golan Heights. You read about the Golan Heights, on the edge of Syria. That's a place the Jews didn't go because it was Gentile territory. For those who have been pilgrims to the Holy Land, we don't go to that place. It just is out of the way. And thank you. It's just out of the way. And one other great event happened there, and that was the feeding of the 4,000. You remember that in Matthew and in Mark, there are two miracles of feeding the multitude. One is 5,000, which is the feeding of the Jews. And then both these Gospels record a second feeding, the miracle of feeding 4,000, and that happened in this territory. Today, it's called Kursi. And by the way, there's a beautiful park there and the ruins of a Byzantine monastery from the 4th century. So it's a very interesting place. Now, what's most interesting and engaging about this story is the swine. So everybody asks, well, what happened to the swine? And the poor guy who owned the swine lost his swine. Mark, actually, in his text, says there were 2,000 pigs, 2,000 swine, that run down the cliff into the sea and they're drowned. And the swineherds, of course, lost. So what did Jesus do for the swineherders who lost their whole kind of gathering of pigs? The best interpretation of this is that it's a metaphor. At that time, in this Gentile territory, there was a Roman cohort made up of about 2,000, the Roman army. And it had for its emblem, for its symbol, the image of a boar. And therefore, Mark uses that by way of a metaphor to say that Jesus has power even in Gentile territory. The same thing, by the way, comes up when Jesus feeds the 4,000. That's feeding the Gentiles. The 5,000 are the Jews. Now he's feeding the Gentiles. So it's meant to be a statement that the power of Jesus and the mission of Jesus is beyond the people of Israel. He takes his mission into Gentile territory. And he is so powerful, this messianic Jesus is so powerful, he can overcome even the powerful Roman army. Therefore, the 10th Legion, with the boar as their symbol, the power of Jesus Christ is greater than that. And that's what Mark wants to show. Now, Matthew and Luke pick this up. They don't mention it's 2,000, but Mark does, and they drew the story from Mark. It's meant to tell us that the power of Jesus Christ has overcome the world. So wherever you go in the power of Jesus Christ, you have no fear. The world cannot conquer you. It doesn't matter, politics aside, or power, or we have good fortune or bad fortune in the world, but the power of Jesus Christ has overcome the world. That's the teaching of this. Into Gentile territory, into a place we did not expect to find Jesus. Now, by the way, this is probably the only time, these two occasions, the feeding of the 4,000 and the miracle of driving out the spirits and the demoniacs here, the only time we'll find Jesus in Gentile territory across the Jordan, on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. So keep that in mind. It's meant to reassure us. Wherever you go in life, carry the power of Jesus Christ with you, and you will have no fear. There are lots of forces in the world that make us fearful or anxious, or we're worried about things. Walk in the power of Jesus Christ, and you will be relieved of your anxiety if you believe in the power of Jesus Christ working even in Gentile territory. And the power of Jesus Christ greater than the power of the Roman Empire, greater than the 10th Legion. That's a good teaching for us. So wherever you wander through your day today, into the world and out and about, keep this awareness of Jesus Christ in your life. When you become anxious, renew your awareness of the power of Jesus Christ in your life. Let your anxiety go. Don't be fearful. Sometimes we, Eckhart Tolle wrote that marvelous book called The Power of Now, where he said you have to live in the present moment. He was invoking a spirituality that goes way back into Ignatius or Teresa of Avila, the Carmelite spirituality, the grace of the present moment. And then he said some people live in the future. They're worried about what's going to happen next year or 2 years from now. If you don't show up, it won't happen to you. You can't live in the future. You can't live in the past. Some people are living in the past. I had a wound in the past, and oh my God, something happened to me in the past. You don't live in the past. You live in the present. And in the present is the power of Jesus Christ. That's the teaching. It's a good teaching for us. It's a teaching that will lead us through this day gratefully and peacefully. Amen. And the change, we're going to have a change of the whole family. People are worried about the change. What happened to Monsignor? Don't worry about Monsignor. Monsignor will be fine. And people worry about what's going to happen here, what's going to happen there. Let the Lord lead us. We'll be fine. Everything will work out just fine. In the power of the Spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ, we have no anxiety. Pause now for a moment of prayer.